Take your holy book and turn to 2 Peter chapter number 2. 2 Peter chapter number 2. We'll begin reading at verse number 5. And the Bible says, "And spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bring in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an ensample unto those that after should live ungodly, and deliver just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversations of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them, and seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to preserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished." I want to preach this morning, if God will bear help, on a thought. Deliverance has come. Deliverance has come. Amen. God Almighty will come. He does. He delivers the godly. We can see how this plays out here in the text. He's talking about those things that God has done, that God is perfectly able to do. And I want to say this morning, listen to me, what God has done in the past, God can do today. Amen? He can do again, praise God, the things that He's done for our forefathers, the things that He's done for us in the past. He can continue, He's going to continue to do those things. We see how God played out here. He said He spared not the old world, talking about judgment, praise God. He delivered, saved Noah, the earth person, in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. And said He turned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemning them with overthrow, making them an ensample unto those that after should live ungodly. So I don't know about you this morning, but it tells me I believe I'm just going to lean towards Jesus. I'm going to stay with godly folk, praise God, so I can begin to get the godly blessings that He has to minister to them. He says of Lot here that he delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversations of the wicked. Amen. We need to be careful where we assemble ourselves with, who we associate ourselves with. Praise God. It don't take but just a minute for this whole world to drag us back, beat us down, to mess up our testimony, praise God, in this world that we live. But we need a testimony that's sound, that's solid. And he said that the old Lot was vexed. It vexed his righteous soul. In other words, it tells me that the man was right with God. He was saved. He was a believer. He had trusted in the Lord God of heaven. But praise God, by associating with this self, with these places, which he was, by being in, around Sodom and Gomorrah, it vexed his righteous soul from day to day. Amen. And these unlawful deeds, praise God, that brings a judgment upon the world. But Lord, the verse 9 is what we want to look at this morning. And it'll do us all good to speculate on this and meditate upon it and let God speak to our hearts with it and think about deliverance has come. That word "has" is past tense. Praise God. It's something that's taken place, and we've already had the offering to be delivered. Praise God, from the things in this old world. He said, "The Lord notice how delivered the godly out of temptations." Amen. And to reserve the unjust in the day of judgment to be punished. She said, so God knows how, praise God. God knows how to rescue from judgment. Amen. I don't know about you, but the Bible teaches us that there's a day of judgment that's coming. One of these days we're going to all stand before a thrice holy God. Amen. He said it's appointed man once to die, and after this, the judgment. Amen. Not a judgment, the judgment. We're going to have to stand, praise God, and give an account of our lives, you and me. Now, we can't put it off. We can't pack it off with Mama and Papa. We can't pack it off with Mama and Daddy. Praise God. One day, listen to me, young and old alike, one day we're going to have to stand and give an account of our lives. Stand and give account of who we are and what we've done, praise God, in this walk of life that we live. Praise God. So we have to be able to give account. So can God rescue from judgment? The answer is, of course He does. He does, yeah, praise God. That's what God has always done, praise God. He's come to rescue. He's made plans to rescue you and me. Amen. He don't want judgment to fall upon us. He wants to rescue, praise God, and give us that help even from the temptations that come in this world. Now, I don't want you to raise your hand, but just think about it. Have you ever been tempted? Amen. Are you ever tempted? Praise God. Yes, we're all tempted. I mean, there's so much temptation in this world. It's unreal what's out there today. It's greater than it's ever been because we've got the internet and we've got all these things that we got in the palm of our hand. In a moment of time, praise God, temptation can come upon us, direct us and redirect us and get us to thinking about things that we had never thought about before. It's a kind of been a glad thing to be back in the earlier days, the old West days. They didn't have that. Just what come upon them at the time was all they had. They didn't have all these futuristic things that we have today that can so easily beset us and distract us from the truth. Amen? If there's ever been a time that we need truth, it's right now in the day that we live. But we know that God has made a plan, praise God. He said he knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations. Amen? What I'm saying this morning is we serve a delivering God. Amen. Praise God. And I want to say this morning, authority of God, that deliverance has come. It's here. Amen. It's whether we want it or not. We talked about in Sunday school where Paul was talking about 1 Corinthians 3, where they're living, praise God, and they were on the milk and not on the meat. Because they hadn't established themselves in the Word of God, hadn't decided whose side they was on. They're trying to play both sides of the street. And I won't say that don't work for a child of God. We have to decide. You have to decide. We have to decide whose side we're on. Yeah. Amen. I won't say, young church, it's time to pick a side. Yeah. Amen. Pick a side, praise God. You guys are just settling their hearts even today that I'm just going to go with God. I'm going to just serve the Lord. I'm going to let God help me because I need all the help I can get. Amen? Every day of my life, I need all the help I can get. Because there's so many things that can so easily beset us. There's so much adversity in this world, praise God, that can bring us down. But there's a God of heaven that's already overcome that. Paul would go on. He would write even to Timothy, his son in the faith. In 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 10, he said, "For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe." So Paul said, listen, there's a delivering God, and those of us that trust in the Lord, those of us that believe on Him, we know that He's promised that He'd never leave us nor forsake us, that He'd always be there with us. He'd be that ever-present help, even in troublesome times. Praise God, I want to tell you, I don't ever remember a time that it's been more troublesome than the world that we live in today. But God Almighty and Lord Jesus Christ and the sweet Holy Spirit that lives down in your soul. Praise God, He's there to lift you up and encourage you and point you in the right way. But it's time to just choose. Hey, it's either God's way or the highway. Yeah. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't like that. A lot of people don't like straight preaching. A lot of people don't like the Word of God because it steps on their toes. I've heard many, many people say, "Preacher, that you're stepping on my toes." Well, that's too bad because we're missing the mark. God's aiming at your heart. Praise God. If we ever get our heart right with God, we'll do the things that'll please God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We're looking for deliverance. And deliverance has come to those that believe. Paul said, listen, what God wants to do for those that will believe, that God sends, praise God, deliverance, praise the Lord, those that labor, those that serve God, he says he's got deliverance for them, but especially those that believe. Do you ever think about how God touches people that are not right with God, not trying to be right with God, not trying to live for Christ, but God still blesses them every day? Amen? You wonder why good people go through bad things. Amen? And it seems like the wicked of the world they don't have to go through the things that those of us that believe and trying to do right go through. Amen? Or maybe it's just because they don't know right from wrong, praise God, and they just continue going down the wrong way. I mean, you know right from wrong, praise God. So we try to do it right. Praise God, it brings conviction on our heart. It shows us the error of our ways and the goodness of a holy God. And we begin to focus on what's right and what's good and what's real, praise God. And that's God Almighty and the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, victory has already come when we realize that down in our hearts. See, it's not about a head knowledge this morning. It's about a Christ knowledge. It's about a heart knowledge of who Jesus is and what He wants to do for us. And He said He touched those those, praise God, that are spiritually believing the Lord. That's why Saul would go on, praise God, and having described the rapture of church in 1 Thessalonians 4 and 18 to the Thessalonians, he would say in verse 18 of 1 Thessalonians 4, he would say, comfort one another with these words. Praise God. He had talked about how God Almighty had done made the promise, praise God, through His power and His might, that He would deliver, praise God, those that he had delivered before, and that He would deliver again. He'd bring them up and He'd bring them out. He said, if we just keep focusing, if we keep believing, praise God, that deliverance has already come. God's already made the promise. God's already pointed us in direction. He'd have us to go, praise God. And He's wanting us to understand this morning that we are under the power and the protection of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior today. If you've been born again, you ought to just jump up and take a lap, shout it out, praise God, because you already overcome. Amen. You are a winner today in Christ Jesus, praise God. He delivered, praise God. Deliverance has come to those who believe. Amen. Now Paul's saying that they won't be temptations, they won't be hardships, they won't be things that'll be difficult to get through in this whole world. But he said, there's a God in heaven. Praise God, you already come down. He's already done everything that He needs to do. He did it on the cross of Calvary. Praise God, it was signed in His blood. He said, it is finished, praise God. He made a way that through Him, you and I might be saved. I don't know about you today, but every time I get down, every time I get the mully grubs, every time I get to thinking, boy, I need some help. Where is my God? I have to remember that He's with me always. Amen. He's there. He's there to touch. He's there to deliver, because deliverance has already come. Amen. Well, we just got to remind ourselves of it. We just got to keep telling ourselves, praise God, it's already taken place. Praise God. It's part of God's grace to you and me. Praise the Lord. Amen. He made us a promise. He promised us. Look over in 1 Corinthians chapter number 10. 1 Corinthians chapter number 10. The promises is made by God. Amen. Chapter number 10, verse 13. He said, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. See, we get caught up sometimes. We think, well, I'm the only one going through this. I'm the only one's had to deal with this. I'm the only one that needs help with this. But I want to tell you the Bible and the authority of God. He said, this is a common thing. Praise God. He said, there's nothing, no temptation take you, but such as is common to man. Hey, listen, the devil won't think he's got you out there all by yourself and nobody else is going through this. Nobody's having a hard time. Nobody else has difficulties. Nobody has failures. But God says, listen, hey, you got this. He said, this is common. Praise God, in this world. It's common in the world that we live in. It's common out at my house. It's common down at your house. It's common down at the church house. It's common, praise God, everywhere you look. People are having hard times. People are having difficulties. People are struggling. Hey, preacher, you say you trying to bring us down. No, I'm just trying to get you to realize this morning that deliverance has come. Deliverance is here. It's right now. It's here today. You don't have to wait till tomorrow or next week or next year or till this life is over and you get over on the other side. Deliverance has come. Praise God for those who believe, and we just put our faith and our trust in Christ. Amen. He said deliverance has come. There is no temptation taking you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful. Now here's the promise. God is faithful. Praise God in what He does. He's faithful to you. He's faithful to me. He's promised that He would take care of us. He's promised that He'd never forsake you. He's promised that He'd never leave you. He's promised to always be there with you. He's promised to always supply your need. He's promised to always take care of you. He's promised to always lift you up. He's promised to always care for you. He's promised if you need Him to, praise God, He'll reach down farther than you can reach up. He's promised, praise God, that He'll be your God and He'll be your Lord. He's promised that you are always on His mind. He's promised, praise God, that He's going to be there to help you. And He is that ever-present help. Praise God, that help that was there yesterday, that helps today, that help will be there tomorrow. That's the promise of God. Amen. Whew, glory. I don't see how you're sitting there. You ought to be shouting. Glory be to God. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, praise God. He doesn't change. And said He is. He said, God is faithful. Amen? God's just as faithful to you as He is to me. He said, well, preacher, God's faithful to you, but I don't know, He ain't been that faithful to me. I've had to go through difficulties. Yeah, right. Like we haven't all. Amen? You try to do something for God. You try to dedicate yourself to living for Christ. You see what the devil will do to you. Amen? He'll throw every obstacle he can at you. He'll afflict you with everything he can afflict you with. He'll beat you up. He'll disturb you. He'll tear you down. He'll mess with you. He'll mess with your family. He'll get it. Praise God. He's not omnipresent, but He'll be present all He can. But glory be to God. I want to tell you on the authority of God's Word that there's one that lives down inside us who's greater than the devil. Praise God. He's greater than the world that you live in. He's greater than the obstacles that you face. And His name is Jesus Christ the righteous, the precious Lamb of God. And He's promised, praise God, God's promised, praise God, that deliverance has already come. We just got to say glory be to God. Thank You, Lord, for what You've done. Thank You for the blessed hope that we have in Jesus Christ our Lord. Bless His holy name. Amen. So God has already designed it, praise God, a way of escape. Amen. This is what He says. He said, but with the temptation also make a way of to escape, that you may be able to bear it. What is that it? That's anything that comes your way, brother and sister. God bless your sweetheart. God says, I've made a way that no matter what the devil, no matter what the flesh, no matter what the world, no matter what society throws at you, He said, through Jesus Christ, I've already made a way. Amen. Amen. Already brought deliverance, praise God. Said, you'll be able, praise the Lord. Said, I will, with the temptation, also make a way to escape. He said, you'll be able to escape, praise God. He said, you'll be able to get away from it. He said, God will send a rescue. Amen. He said, God will evacuate you from the situation. Praise God. If we just trust Him, His people, praise God, all the way to the end of the way. That's what the gospel's doing, praise God. It's making a way of escape. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know what we need to do, church? We need to meditate more upon things of God. Amen. Maybe take some of those hours a day. Listen to me. Those hours a day that we spend on our phone looking at different things in the world. We may take a little bit of that time to look at the good God of heaven. Praise God, the one that loves us and cares for us. Focus on it just a little bit. And He'll show us how much He loves and cares for us. He'll make that. He'll show you. Praise God. He'll reveal to you that way of escape. Amen. He'll show you His way, which is far better. Praise God. So that you can have that way of escape. His people, praise God. At the end of the gospel. Amen. The end of the gospel of grace, praise God. We have an escape through Jesus Christ. Amen. We're seeing the last days. I believe the last days of dispensation of grace. People are getting, God's beginning to touch again. God's beginning to do things again like He did in days of old. A lot of people, praise God, we're fighting. Hey, the church and people, God's people are fighting hell by the acre. Amen. But God Almighty's still on the throne. He's still all-powerful. He's still God. Praise God. Deliverance has already come. He's already given it to us. We just got to believe that it's there. Praise God. It makes the difference. Amen. God is at work. Praise God. God is have you ever thought about what He values? Amen. Have you ever thought about what God values? What's of value to God?
I mean, look over at Psalms 18 in verse 17. Psalm 18, 17, David's talking here. He's writing. He said, "He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them that which hated me. They were too strong for me." How's your enemy today? Does it seem like they're overcoming you? Does it seem like they're outmaneuvering you? They're outstrengthening you? Psalms 18, 17, praise God, it says that's what's happening to David. He said, "Had got the Lord come to where I was, and my enemy was too strong for me." I pray God, listen, I don't know about you today, but my enemy's too strong for me. I'm no match for the devil. My great enemy, praise God, but I'm glad that God is. He said, "He delivers my strong enemy. And from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me." Amen. There's a whole lot out there that's too strong for us. There's a whole lot out there, youngins, that we can't overcome. Praise God. Outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I want to say deliverance has come. Praise God for those that believe. He said, verse 18 says, "They prevented me in the day of my calamity. But the Lord was my stay." Amen. He said, "I was trying to do what I could, praise God, but praise God, they delivered me. I couldn't accomplish what I wanted to, but God Almighty was there. God blessed my heart. God prayed me. He come to where I was. Praise God, when I couldn't get away from the enemy, there's somebody that come between me and my enemy." You remember the times that God Almighty has come between you and your enemy. It may be something this world. It may be this old flesh you live in. It may be society itself, but God Almighty has a wonderful way of coming in between us. Amen. Amen. Just exactly when we need to. Sometimes we think, "Boy, that was just some bad luck." I want to tell you, friend, there ain't no such thing as luck. Amen. I think the sovereignty of God comes between us. God moves us out of situations, puts us in situations where He can get glory out of our life, where He can slow us down, get us to look up, get us to realize that He is God, getting us to realize that He has already delivered, praise God. Amen. Bless His holy name. He said, "He prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay." Look at this, verse number 19. He said, "He brought me forth also into a large place." Amen. "And delivered me because He..." Why would God do that? He said, "Because He delighted in me." Amen. Praise God. He said, "He brought me through that. He delivered me from the enemy. He brought me to a large place. He expanded my horizon, praise God. And He did it because He delights in me." Praise the Lord. Ain't that something? He said, "The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands has He recompensed me." Praise God. He said, "God, deliverance has come to me. When the enemy's all around me, when things is going looking bad, praise God, the Lord is there. He's the one I can put my trust in. He's the one I can put my faith in, praise God, because the Lord delighteth in me." The Lord, hey, I will tell you now, the Lord delights in His church. Amen? The Lord delights in His family. Praise God. Me and you, praise God. He delights in that. Praise God. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying God delights in you and me. God, you get that this morning? God delights in you. You are God's delight. Amen. Boy, I'm making the devil mad this morning. He ain't liking this at all. Praise God. That's good, praise God. I don't like him either. Because God has already delivered. He's delivered, praise. Deliverance has come to those that believe, praise God. And God's telling us today in the volume of book that He delights in you and me. He likes you. He loves you. He cares for you. You're His delight. You're His pride and joy. Amen. You say, "Well, just little old me, preacher. I'm nothing." Praise God. Hey, listen. Don't you tell yourself you're nothing. Don't you let the world tell you that you are nothing. Praise God. Because everybody is somebody in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Take that, devil. He don't like it. But praise God, it's the truth. Amen. If he would only believe, he'd be different. He'd say, be a saved devil. Amen. But because of his rebellion, because of those fleshly attitudes that we have so many times, he's never had deliverance. Even though he was one of the greatest ones, the created beings that God had. But he rose up against God. Amen. Praise God. As Paul was telling us here, telling the Thessalonians, amen, God's deliverance, praise God, it isn't just in the rapture. It isn't just, praise God, when God comes to take us out of here. And boy, that's going to be a glorious day, a glorious splendor when he steps up, praise God. And it could be any minute, it could be today, it could be this hour. And he says, come away, my beloved, praise God. When he calls out with a shout and a trump and says, come up hither. Praise God, we can lose gravitation in a moment in time. Before a blink of an eye, we can be out of here and in the presence of the Lord. The Paul's telling us here he doesn't have to wait that long. Because, hey, praise God, even before the rapture, he wants you to be delivered. He wants you to have that deliverance. That deliverance that comes from knowing Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin. He wants us to have that deliverance right now. Today, this morning, praise God. Before this day ends. Amen. Deliverance. Deliverance from what, Pastor Jeff? From the anxiety, praise God, of this old world that we live in. Amen. The anxieties and the frustrations that we have in the world right day, right now, today. He said, I don't want you to worry and fret over it. I want you to put your trust in me. I want you to believe on me. I want you to rely on me. I want you to listen to me. Praise God. And I have already delivered you. Praise God. I said, I'm going to bring you up. I'm going to love on you. I'm going to show you how much I care. And I pray God that this, all this that we see, this too shall pass. And one day in a moment in time, we'll fly away. And we'll be with him forever. Amen. Praise God. I'm looking for a plane air ride. Amen. I've been on airplanes. That's pretty neat. I mean, you get on them things and they take off. The hard part about flying is just to take it off and the landing. The flying's nothing. I mean, you're sitting like you're sitting there in your pew now. Unless you hit a little bit of turbulence. Now, when we was flying over to Israel, me and Teresa, we had a little bit of turbulence when we went over to the Alps because there's a big cold park in the air, and we dropped several thousand feet, amen. And it kind of felt like your stomach fell out from under you. But other than that, praise God, it's that taking off and that landing that's hard, amen. That's the scary part. That's where a lot of the mistakes are made. But praise God, I'm glad that I'm going to take a plane air ride one day. Praise God, the taking off and the landing is going to be smooth. And the translation, praise God, is going to be smooth. And I'm just going to pass from here to yonder. And I'm going to be in the presence of the Lord. The Paul's telling him, said, this anxiety and this frustration, praise God, about the things of the future. Amen. Those worries that we have that's crippling us in our life. Amen. Hey, you know what I'm talking about? No, you know what I'm talking about this morning. The worries and the anxieties that are crippling us, that's holding us back, are discouraging us, that's keeping us from just shouting it out. Praise God. Because we know who God is. But we see here, praise God, the theme of deliverance. Amen. And we see how it touches, how it blows upon our spirit and helps us. Praise God. The very theme, praise God, of deliverance that God gives us. If you flip over, if you're still on Psalms 18, flip over to Psalm 34. The psalmist David, he's writing here in Psalm 34, and he's speaking about the deliverance that blows through, praise God. And it's kind of like a spring breeze, and it just blows upon, so gently blows through there. And it offers that peace and that hope that passes all understanding. And David would say in Psalm 34 and verse 4, he said, I sought the Lord and He heard me. Ain't it good to be able to speak to the Lord, talk to God, knowing that He hears us? Amen. Amen. You said, preacher, how do you get that? You get confessed up, you repent, you get rid of the sin in your life. Amen. We talked about, I believe that was Wednesday night, we got to go back to repenting of our sins. Amen. When we mess up, when God shows it to us, we need to just confess it. Repent of it. That means we confess it to God. We lay it down. We turn our back on it and we never go back to it. That's true repentance. Amen. That's what happens when we truly repent. He said, I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me. Watch this. With me from all my fears. What are you afraid of today? Amen. What are you afraid of? What are you apprehensive of today? He said, praise God. He said, listen, he said, I called the Lord. I talked to the Lord about it. And the Lord took that fear away. What's bothering you? What's making you anxious? Praise God. God said, I'll take that, praise God, if you let me. I'll let that sweet breeze blow over your soul. Amen. He said that he went ahead in verse number 6. He said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of some of his troubles. No, he said he saved him out of all his troubles. Amen. He said this poor man cried, and God heard his cry, his plea, and he saved him. What kind of troubles you got today? What kind of situations in your life are you facing this morning? Amen. God says, I cried to the Lord, praise God. He said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. You believe God hears you this morning? When you pray, does God hear you? Amen. If you pray earnest, praise God, he'll hear you. Again, if you got sin in your life, the only thing he wants to hear is that you've, Lord, please forgive me of my sin. And then it opens that door, praise God, to where he can, where you can communicate with him in an open line of communication. He said he saved him out of all his troubles. Amen. What a God. That's what he wants to do for all of us this morning if we'll just trust him. Praise God. He said the angel of the Lord, verse number 7, encampeth round about them that fear him, and what? Delivereth them. Amen. Delivereth them. Deliverance has come through the Lord Jesus Christ. David, praise God, is breaking it down for David's rejoicing in the Lord. He's rejoicing in what we ought to be praising God in what we know. God has deliverance. Praise God. He has deliverance. He has delivered us. Praise God. The angel of the Lord, he's here. Amen. The angel of the Lord is here. He encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Verse number 8, he says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. How do you get blessings from God? You trust the Lord. Amen. Straight up. That's about as simple as you can get it. Praise God. If you want blessings from the Lord, if you want God to bless you, praise God, then you just got to trust him. Trust him in every aspect of your life, every fiber of your being. Praise the Lord. Because when it's all said and done, really, he is all that matters. One day he's going to call us home. One day he's taking us. I believe it was last Wednesday or Sunday night about this. This is not our home. We're just pilgrims a-passing through here. We're somebody going somewhere else. Amen? This is not home. Heaven is our home if you've been saved and born again. Praise God. This is just a place of laboring. Amen? Till we get home. Verse number 9, he says this. He said, oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. Wow. So he said, we love and fear the Lord. And he said, if we do, he said, there'll not be no want. In other words, he done what he promised. He said, I will supply all your needs. Amen? Are you struggling this morning? Are you struggling financially? Are you struggling about things that, praise God, the needs that you have? You're having trouble making ends meet? It's probably because we're not trusting the Lord. Amen? We're not trusting him with everything. He said, oh, fear the Lord, ye saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. Amen? If we have needs today, praise God, it's because we're not trusting like we should. Praise the Lord. He goes on, verse 17, he says this. He said, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Amen? He said, so the righteous, those that's right with God. Amen? He said, they cry out to God, and said, God delivers them out of all their troubles. What kind of troubles are you having today? Amen? Are you having marriage troubles? Are you having financial troubles? Are you having troubles at work? Are you having troubles mentally? Are you having troubles physically? Amen? God said, when the righteous, those that right with God, cry out to God, that he hears them, praise God, when they cry, and he delivers them. Deliverance has come. Deliverance is there, praise God, to those who believe. You say, preacher, you sound like you believe all that. I believe with all my heart. Every fiber of my being. Amen. I might go out of here today or tomorrow. I might leave this world behind. But praise God, I'm going to go out of here trusting the Lord. Praise God. Hey, listen, you say, well, preacher, I wouldn't say that. Hey, listen, when my time's up, my time's up. You may be running well today, but praise God, you may not be tomorrow. You may be running well. If you're going to be running well, you're going to be running well in glory. Amen. I can be running well here today, praise God, and gone tomorrow. We've seen it so many times. Somebody having a good time here, praise God, and the next thing you know, praise God, they're gone. But the Bible tells us that God is a delivering God. He has come. Deliverance has already come to those that believe. He says on verse 19, he says this in Psalms 34. He said, the Lord is nigh unto them. Verse 18, we know He's near. Those with broken heart. He saves those of a contrite spirit. But listen to what He says in verse 19. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous. If you think you can get out of here without affliction, without trials, and all, it's not going to happen. Amen? I could paint you a big picture. I could be one of these TV evangelists and say, if you just trust the Lord, if you'll obey God, if you'll do what you're supposed to do, there won't be no hardship, there won't be no tribulation, you won't have financial problems, everything will run well, you'll be healthy, wealthy, and wise all the days of your life, and then you'll just flutter off into glory. Amen? Praise God. Hey, listen, Brother Dean, I could build a church. Glory be to God, they'd pack in here. I could give them all the things, all the blessings that God has to bestow upon them, which is, this book is full of them. And praise God, never tell them that they'll have to go through a hardship or a trial or be in a situation, and they'd come from miles around to get in. They'd come from miles around to get their little paper about how they could be blessed of God and fill the church up. Praise God, I guess I'd be giving you false teaching, false doctrine, because God said there'll be trials and heartaches and situations that you'll go through. But He said, glory to God. He said, there's one that's bigger than those trials and those situations, those hardships. I praise God, one that's already overcome, because deliverance has come already. Amen. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But listen, I'm glad He don't stop there. But the last part of verse 19, He said, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Amen. Listen, church, listen to me. No matter what we go through, no matter what you go through in this old world, praise God, this too shall pass. Amen. This too shall pass. And one day we're going to leave all this alone, this behind. Revelation says that there'll be no more tears or sigh or crying. There'll be no sickness or death. Praise God, when we get the glory. Amen. Praise God, it'll all just be blessings from the Lord. And God says, David says, you know what, all I've been through, all the adversity I've had in my life. And he said, God has delivered me out of it all. How many of you has ever had somebody with a spear try to pin you to the wall? Amen. While you're eating your dinner. Catch you unaware. A javelin stick up in the wall beside you. Amen. David did. Saul tried to pin him to the wall because of jealousy. Amen. But David said, the Lord hath delivered me from all of my adversaries, from all of my enemies. God has given me a place, praise God, that all of my afflictions that I've had to endure as a righteous man. He said, the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Delivered them out of them all. Praise God. He's there with us. He's there with us, praise God. He's still the same today. The same one today, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You know Him? He's the one sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for you and me. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Who delivers us, praise God. Amen. Forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Don't mean He's going to deliver you today or deliver you yesterday, and He won't deliver you tomorrow, or next day, or next week, or next month, or next year. He's going to keep delivering us. That deliverance has come, praise God. It's there now. Do you understand? It's there now. It's to be had now through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And we see Him. Praise God. He'll deliver His people. He'll deliver His church. He'll deliver His people, praise God. Me and you. And He'll deliver them unto Himself. At the end of this age, praise God, when the rapture takes place, that the last dispensation of grace, when it's over, He's going to deliver us out of here, take us home to Him. Amen. He's going to evacuate us, airlift us out of here. Amen. Amen. Before that awful time of tribulation sets in, he's going to take the church to be with him. Amen. He said, we'll not see the time of Jacob's troubles. We're seeing the time now when the whole world is coming up against the nation, little nation of Israel. And now they've kind of switched directions. Now they're coming after churches and Christians. Man, because you're just too bigoty, you're too uppity, and you think that you're better than everybody else. So they're now coming after Christian folk. Amen. Hey, don't think that you didn't think it wouldn't come. It's coming. It's coming. But God Almighty's still on the throne. He's still making a difference. Praise God. And He still made us a promise. And deliverance has already come to those who believe. And He would close this thing out. And we close this thing out. This message out is deliverance has come in Psalm 34 and verse number 3. Just what we ought to be doing right now while we're waiting on Jesus. Amen. He says, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. Amen. He said, what we ought to be doing today? He said, we ought to magnify the Lord. Amen. Lift Him up and praise Him. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And then He says this in closing. He said, let us exalt His name together. He said, it's time to come together and magnify the Lord, thanking Him for all His good grace and His mercy and His pleasure that He has in taking care of us. Because deliverance has come, youngins. Praise God, through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. Don't let the flesh in this old world beat you down, praise God, because deliverance has come. You say, Pastor Jeff, what do we do? Just claim the deliverance. Amen. And just let's come together and worship the Lord together. Lift Him up and praise Him. You say, well, I just don't feel, all these things that you're preaching. I just don't feel deliverance in my life. Amen. I wonder if it's because of that we're not praising Him for what He has done. I tell people all the time, I said, we'll pray and ask God to deliver, or ask God to save, ask God to heal, ask God to touch a bladder or a kidney or a heart or something. And then God does. But do we stop and just praise Him and glorify Him? I mean, not just one day, one time, but we do it, praise God, in sincerity of heart, thinking about what God has done for us, and the word goes out, praise God, and because of that example, people see Christ Jesus high and lifted up. Amen. They begin to be encouraged and encourage themselves in the Lord. Praise God, because of what God has done. What's God done for you today? Amen. What's God done for you? Deliverance has come. But are you claiming the deliverance? Are you claiming the deliverer? What do you need today?